Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the manager of the Giants. I haven't talked to you for a while. How you doing?
Well, Marty, I'll be honest. I'd like to be doing a little better here and be sitting in the standings a little bit better. But, we've put ourselves in this situation, and we're going to find a way to get out of it. And that's by keep pushing and believing, and that's all you can do. And so, but otherwise, I'm doing great.
Yeah, you know, interesting. You were just talking about Christian Arroyo, and I'd love to start with him just a little bit. Then I ask you, back through all the years you've been in baseball, have you seen a kid like this before? 21 coming up like that?
Well, I think you look at a lot of our guys that we brought up. Posey, a little bit older, played at a major college, so he had some experience. But Baumgartner, you look at him at his age pitching the World Series. Bell, we rushed up. Again, a college kid, I get that. But, those guys are what makes them special. You know, they have that confidence, that belief, along with the talent. And so that's why I think he's going to be a very good major league player.
Yeah, and you move him around, it doesn't seem to bother him at all.
Nah, he doesn't care where he's playing or where he hits in the order. He just wants to play, and that's what's special about him. And that's not so uncommon either. It's uncommon, I should say, because when players get caught in their routine and where they hit and where they play, you move them around, then they go, they start getting a little wigged out. But that's not the case with him.
So nuts and bolts of it, you haven't really had your team out there. You lost your best pitcher, you lost your shortstop, your center fielder was gone, and it did affect the batting order as well. So you have had some issues to deal with.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's part of the game you have to deal with, and there's no question we've been hit hard. But the worst thing we can do is think about it or dwell on it. I do think when you lose your leadoff hitter and your best shortstop in the game and your opening day starter and now the closer, that's something that is going to affect the club. There's no getting around it, but we don't talk about it. And the silver lining through all this is it's forcing us to get a look at some of these guys and make evaluations on what we need to do to get better.
So you have brought people in to talk with them. I know Henry has written about it. And what do you say to people when you bring them in? And who do you bring in?
Well, they're different meetings with every individual when you're meeting with them, or maybe in a little small group meeting or team meeting. But more than anything, they need us. And when they're going well, they don't need us. They need support. They need backing, and so we're trying to do that now. Some of them do need a kick in the ass. I think there's no getting around that either. It's not all Pollyanna around here. It's important that we find a way to stay on each other. But at the same time, this is when you gotta hunker down and pull together and find a way to get out of it.
All right, looking at the road has been tough for you, and especially for the pitching on the road. You look at some of your pitchers, Moore, Samardzija, Cueto, in this park, they pitch really well. On the road, they've had trouble. Why is that?
Well, I think you start with this ballpark. I mean, it is a pitcher's ballpark, but there's also that sense of comfort that you're at home, you're pitching this ballpark. You go to Cincinnati, it's a small, it's a band box, let's face it, Colorado. So, that's going to affect the pitchers. You try to explain to them, hey, you're probably going to give up another run or two in this ballpark, but you have to remember, we're probably going to score another run or two. Well, after Cincinnati, they called me a liar because we didn't score a lot of runs there. But all kidding aside, it's part of the game that you deal with. And that's why the old adage is try to play 500 on the road and have a good home season, and you'll be good.
So you look at the standings. I mean, you got to get to 500. I say, don't talk to me until you get to 500.
Yeah, and right now it's a pitch at a time. Win the bat, all these things, and win the game. And then we're looking at 500, it's like climbing a mountain. You want those little base camps, and that's maybe winning a series, and let's go from there. Keep trying to do that, because it's, we've dug ourselves a pretty good hole where now you're asking to win, 11, 12 in a row, and when they lose a game, they can get down discouraged. just find a way to win a game. That's last night, that one got me because we should have won that ball game. We get that effort from, you know, a guy that just got killed by him, you know, 5 days earlier, and ball goes out there and pitches like that, and we couldn't find a way to win it for him.
Well, you've been around a long time, and you have a big future ahead of you. We know where you're going to end up here when it's all said and done, when you're evaluated in your career. But have you been through a season where you get off to a real bad start, and then you come back and pull it together again? I remember the A's when Art Howe managed them in 01. They were off to a terrible start in May, and somehow they pulled it together. How about you and your background?
Well, we've had our struggles. Even, Marty, if you look at the years we won a championship, there's a month in there where we were horrible. Then you look at the second half of last year, it's hard to do what we did, be the best team in baseball and go from that to the worst team in baseball. Then we recovered and played very well at the end where we had to win. You know, we had to take Colorado series, had to sweep L.A. to get there. Then we won the game and we played the Cubs. You know, we can talk about that last game. We got a hung on to win, you know, could be another flag. I mean, that's how close we were. So, yeah, we've been here. And, you know, we faced elimination games many times. So, you know, we're not eliminated. And, we, you know, we got to keep feeling that we're going to find a way to get back in this thing.
Okay. What do you think about Colorado and Arizona in this National League West?
Well, I think they're both much improved. I think they got some mojo going. I think you look at the pitching that Colorado has now, that's what makes them really tough. They've improved the bullpen and their starting situation. And then Arizona, yeah, I thought they were better than what they did last year. And that's why this game's so hard to figure, Marty. I mean, I know we're kind of, I hate to use the word spoiled, but we are. I mean, our expectations are so high for us to get off to a start like this. Well, what's going on? And it's hard to answer that because there's so many facets of the game we're not clicking on. But, you know, it's up to us to, you know, figure it out and get back on track.
All right, last thought for you. Can you change the lineup at all? Can you do anything with the offense at all?
Well, it's been changed quite a bit. You know, I mean, we looked at a few leadoff hitters. Span. I mean, normally in a season, you may see a couple, two or three, but we've already had, let's see, Span, we've had Pence, we've had Panic. Who else am I leaving out? But Aaron Hill. But, you know, you do try to change it up. I got Arroyo in the three hole today because Pence needs a day. Oh, no, we moved this lineup. And then, again, you get to the point where you're moving it so much, these guys are, they're starting to think, well, the manager's panicking, and now, you know, we don't have any consistency. So you don't want to send that message either.
Well, you're earning your money, and if I'm available if you need any help, you know that.
I'll disagree with you. I'm not earning my money now with what this record is, and I feel, trust me, the buck stops here with me, and we met yesterday, Larry Bear, myself, Bobby Evans. We're all trying to think of ways that we can help these guys and get better because, we feel, terrible and responsible not to be playing better ball with what we have here, and our fan support's been unbelievable, and so we're doing all we can.
All right. Well, my advice is get a left fielder.
Yeah, we've had a few of those, too. How about you, Marty? Have you ever, no.
Right, come on, I'm left-handed.
No, we're trust me, that's been talked about, and we're certainly looking.
All right, good. Thanks for taking the time, as always. I know the fans enjoy hearing from you. Thanks, Bruce.
Oh, you got it, Marty. My pleasure. Good talking with you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.